the fucking ball.
What an idiot.
Fuck it, I'm gonna get another beer. You guys want one?
All right.
Two, please.
Oh, boy. Hello? Yeah, cool. We're all just hanging out. All right, bye-bye.
Who's that? Some chicks?
No, it was my neighbor. His robot's coming over.
What?
Yeah, he built a robot a while ago, and the robot came out gay.
Yo, we're out of Henny Buffers, so I grabbed a couple of goose heads.
Okay, that's cool.
Wait, so the robot's gay?
Gay robot's coming over?
Yep.
Oh, dude, you gotta see this. He's insane with football stats.
No way.
It's open.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, good to see you, gay robot.
Gay robot in the house.
Word up. What's the score, fuckers?
Giants are eating shit in the third quarter. It's 24-8 Miami.
Don't worry. The Giants have phenomenal fourth quarter numbers.
Really?
They'll come back and win by three.
All right.
I love it.
Fuck you guys.
Sorry, buddy.
Who's the new guy?
Oh, that's my friend, John.
Hey, John. Sweet hat.
Thanks. What's going on?
You know, just chilling. Can I suck your dick?
What?
No. He's okay, gay robot.
That was funny.
The gay robot gets a little horny because he doesn't know any gay guys around here.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't believe you dropped that. Do something, Henderson, you fat fuck.
Hey. That was very offensive to me.
Why? You're not fat.
I thought you said fag.
No, I wouldn't say that. I said fat.
Oh, sorry. I guess if you fist fuck me, we'll be even.
No, I'm not gay, gay robot.
I thought you said you were.
No, you know I never said that.
I know. I was just razzing you. Good times.
Hey.
Good times, guys.
Gay robot's having a good time.
So how do you think the Eagles are going to do this season, gay robot?
Let's find out. Says here, due to injuries and erratic weather patterns, the Eagles will finish a dismal 7-9.
What?
No way.
Deal with it.
The gay robot knows his shit, man.
Now, will someone blow it on my face?
Nobody's gay here but you, gay robot, so let's just watch some football, all right?
Yeah, man.
Look, I'm not here to bring the party down.
Okay.
It's just that I run on semen.
Right.
Without it, I could die. Please help me to live, fellas. Jerk off in my mouth immediately. Please, my circuits are shorting. I'm starting to fade already.
Oh, man.
Can see your light going toward it.
You're making this up, gay robot.
My bad, you got me. good times.
So does he eat food like us human people?
Yeah, he can eat food.
Hey, you want some tortilla chips, gay robot?
Sounds great, John. Can I dip them in your ass?
Oh, I'm all set, thanks.
Oh, what the fuck? The reception's all fuzzy.
Are you kidding me?
Don't panic, I can fix it.
Oh, hey, that's right, I love it. Work your robot magic. Fix that shit, buddy.
Okay, here's the problem.
My man, what is it?
Your cock's not in my asshole.
Oh. Maybe you should go home and take a cold shower, gay robot.
Yeah. All right, I'll go. We'll just whack each other off and I'll bail.
Not gonna happen.
Please.
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Later, gay robot.
See you, pal.
Late.
Oh, no. Look what happened. My robocock fell out of my pants.
There he goes. Oh, shit, he's got a boner.
Taste it.
Oh, fucking asshole!
Come on, gay robot.
Man.
Later, thanks.
Was that it? That was it. I haven't heard that in years.
What's up, guys? It's Crash Test Radio. That was Adam Sandler with Gay Robot. I like Gay Robot.
Is that where that video you came from? You showed me before?
Yeah, actually, I guess they're starting to make a show out of Gay Robot. And if you go to YouTube and type in Gay Robot, you can actually watch the pilot of Gay Robot.
It was actually pretty funny.
It's really funny. I love Gay Robot.
Is that from one of his old CDs?
Yeah, that was Shh, Don't Tell. I had to do the noise.
Jared's actually calling in right now. All right.
We got Jarrett and Tom from Houston Calls. They're not here today. They're on their way to the UK. Jarrett Seltzer is calling us from the plane. Jarrett, you hear us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you.
Well, no, you can probably only hear me. You have to talk.
Who's Jarrett?
How's it going, man?
I don't care what they say.
Ask him what he's
Where are you right now?
We're on the plane. We're waiting. There was a passenger unsuited to fly, and they had to remove him and his baggage. So we're sitting at the gate waiting.
Hold on.
Must have been Tom.
Wait, why couldn't he fly?
I don't know. They said he was unsuited to fly, and they had to remove him and his baggage. So they're searching for his baggage now.
You mean his wife?
You're kidding me.
on the plane, but sitting.
So when do you guys arrive in the UK, Jarrett?
It's like 3 a.m. your time. We'll get there about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, their time.
Yeah. We have some listeners in the UK, don't we?
It sucks, though, because we hit up the bar before, me, Tom, and Josh, and we're drinking and having a good time, you know, and we get on the plane, take off, have some more drinks, and now we're just waiting. The buzz is just totally being killed really quickly.
Well, that's what you got to do, I guess. I don't know.
How long are you over there for?
What's that?
I said, how long are you over there for?
We get back Super Bowl Sunday, but British Airways is apparently going on strike, so our flights are going to get all messed up, and I have a feeling I'm going to end up missing the Super Bowl, and if that's the case, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay, so you're not having a party.
Well, no, as of right now, I'm not going to party. Hopefully, British Airways won't go on strike.
I thought you ordered I thought you ordered like 10 pounds of chicken wings, though, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now, Rocco, okay? I'm in a very emotional state right now, but possibly after the Super Bowl.
I'm sorry.
You missed it. We couldn't go on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, I won't interrupt the show. You guys keep going with whatever you're going on. Just wanted to say hello.
Well, you and Tom, have fun.
I'll try and give a call from wherever we are in the UK when the show is on next Monday. Just answer. If you get a restricted call, just answer it.
Keep us updated with our Houston calls news.
All right, you guys have a good show.
All right,
good
man.
Good luck. Peace.
All right, goodbye.
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 All right, so that was Jarrett from Music Calls. Sitting in today for Jarrett is everyone's favorite, Uncle Will.
Ill Will.
How's everybody doing?
Yay. Hi, Uncle Will.
Who's not enthusiastic.
What's
at
the matter,
all?
Man? Uncle Will's got a nice shiner under
his
eye.
He does, got beat up.
No, I didn't get beat up. I got cut playing basketball.
Bullshit.
It's true.
You can't play basketball. No, actually, Uncle
I'm
Will's
nasty
pretty good.
At ball.
He's dead nasty.
Dead nasty.
Dead nasty at ball. And then we got Bobby from Three. If you guys want to message Bobby from Three, if it's Crash Test Losers, check us out on MySpace. MySpace.com/ Crash Test Radio.
Which nobody goes to, apparently.
No.
Bullshit.
Nobody goes to that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay. I guess I should. We have a video up of Jarrett kicking me in the balls from 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And that's getting rave reviews.
I finally watched
Billy,
it.
Billy, did you watch it?
I watched like 5 seconds and I turned it off. It was drawn out.
Jerk up.
A little drawn out.
What do you mean a little drawn out?
I'm not going to.
What'd you do today? You were telling me before we got on the air. What'd you buy?
What?
What'd you buy today?
I was at work all day, son. I didn't buy anything.
Son?
What did you buy yesterday? Or
gangster
some
lingo.
Other day?
I bought a skateboard.
Billy bought...
Wait, hold on.
Uncle Will bought a skateboard.
Hold on.
How old are you, Uncle
I didn't
Will?
Know this.
You're new wheelie boards.
I'm 24 years old.
Wait, why did you buy a skateboard?
He wants to learn
why
how
not?
To skate.
I don't understand.
Because I need some new hobbies, and I'm trying to be, you know, just do cool things with myself these
He's trying
days.
To be active.
And I'm trying to be active.
Have you ever skateboarded before?
No, not really. But I'm doing pretty good.
He can't even come out of a basketball court without
happened.
A black eye.
Hold on. Hold on.
Shut up. We decided we're going to go to the skate park. So we went to Small Empire.
God. Yeah, that's seven a skate
year
shop.
Olds, 7 year olds were just making fun of us. It was so embarrassing.
Who'd like, you go with? Just friends
kid.
Of yours? Oh, just
I went
one
with,
kid?
With Manisi. And this 7 year old's like, what can you guys do? Why, like, I've been skateboarding for 10 years. He like goes off a jump and just like kicks the board and falls and busts his ass. And little kid's just like, you guys suck.
What'd you do? Did you try to
I
show
I was
up
like, let's go,
kid?
Man. This is so embarrassing. Let's just go. He's like 10 and 7 year olds.
Is that who gave you the black eye, the 7 year old?
No.
I have a feeling they're making fun of me for everything I say.
Turn that shit
off. All right, so Uncle Will is here. Bobby from Three Even, his girlfriend are here. And John's
What's
brother
up?
James is here playing PSP. What are you playing? Come here.
Durka.
Come here. Get off your game. You want to get on the radio? No.
Are right, your friends good?
He's like, fuck that gay shit.
All right, so I guess we got a couple of things to talk about. I got a all right, I saw a movie last week that everyone was telling me, you got to see this movie. It's the greatest movie. You're from New Jersey. You have to see this movie.
Dream Girls?
It was the biggest.
No.
No, not Dream Girls, you asshole. It was Garden State. What a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, it sucked. That movie sucked.
You didn't like it? Right? I liked it.
What?
I liked it.
It was gay.
You wait, Bobby, you liked that movie?
No, I said, you said it was a waste of time. I said, it sounds like your life.
Oh, shut up.
Did you see it, though?
No.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay.
Well, why
I liked
it.
I don't know. I just liked it.
It went nowhere.
It was a meaningless movie. I don't know. I just liked it.
It was fucking garbage.
Lynn is amazing. Said that that movie is so gay.
All right.
And fuck you, Rocco from Leisha.
There is. What was the movie about?
I don't. You know what's funny? I saw it a couple of times. I really don't remember.
It was fucking garbage.
It's about like his. I don't know. All day. Don't they spend like all day like going to get like a present or something?
I don't know, dude. I couldn't even follow it. And I like that Zach Braff guy. I'm a big Scrubs fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him, too.
I like that show.
Yeah, Natalie Portman's in it.
Natalie Portman, yeah. She doesn't do anything.
Oh, you're insane.
Who's ex-baby GX?
I don't know.
Because there's a... it says, tell Rocco I said, thanks for leaving me the key to get in.
Oh, shit. That's my girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Laura, your boyfriend's an asshole.
I was so busy today. I was running around. First of all, Jared's leaving for the UK tonight, and he had to drive all the way up here. We're in your house today.
Yeah.
He had to drive an hour up here to show me how to work the equipment. And the one major thing when you're doing internet radio is you need internet. All right? So this jerk off has a password on his wireless router, and I call him up, and he doesn't know what the password
is. I forgot what it was. I don't use it. Like, my laptop's logged in. Well, not anymore.
I was running around all day trying to find an Ethernet, like a long enough Ethernet cable. And then me and Jarrett went out to eat.
Yeah, of course. You didn't look for anything. And then figured out if you just hit reset on the wireless router, it resets. It worked.
That's messed up, though. Then you have to, like, you take off the password and everything.
Yeah, well, password's
who
off.
Who needs a password? Who's going to use it?
Well, what if his dad or something wants a password?
For what? If someone living next door really needs to steal your internet, let him.
It's not up to you to reset his...
I told him I didn't even mean to do it the first time.
Oh, okay.
Who cares?
All right. I don't know.
Let people steal my internet. I don't give a shit.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You're right. I forgot to leave the key. I'm an asshole.
Good job.
Wow, you admitted it.
I know.
That's
because
the first
I told
step.
If Laura, if you're listening, you want to yell at him, you can call my cell phone.
Yeah.
So, it's okay. I used my credit card.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the doors in our apartment complex are easily opened by sliding a credit
all
card.
All of them are?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to play
I want to. Okay, you want to do that?
I just want to play a song. I got to collect. Wait, what do you want to say?
Nothing. Not anymore.
Go no, ahead, no, tell me.
No, play a song.
Okay. I just want to collect myself because we're kind of hectic in the beginning because we didn't know if we were getting on or anything.
Go ahead.
So here's Bloodhound Gang.
Ain't my job to fuck you on your birthday. Job to fuck you on your birthday anymore. Ain't my job to fuck you on your birthday. Ain't my job to fuck you on your birthday anymore.
to fuck you on your birthday. Ain't my job to fuck you on your birthday anymore. Ain't my job to fuck you on your birthday. Ain't my job to fuck you on your birthday anymore.
You can suck my little balls, you bald homo.
Yeah.
I worst, like that song.
This is the worst Bloodhound Gang song. It's so fucking boring.
Remember Beavis and Butthead? That was such a good show.
I hated that show. Yeah, I see it's still on every now and then.
Billy used to be mad into Beavis and Butthead.
I like, I'm still a Mike Judge fan. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Billy.
And Mike Judge came out with, do you see that? Idiocracy, the movie?
No. It's the worst fucking movie.
I haven't watched
Wait, that
it
was Mike
ever
Judge?
Made. Yeah. Ever.
That's a cartoon movie with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. No.
Like,
no. No, I saw that. Scanner Darkly, that was good too.
Oh, that's what
no,
I
didn't
what
see that.
Was
good. Idiocracy is with
Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
Yeah, Luke Wilson.
Oh, I saw that in the video store. And
dude,
just
worst fucking movie. I got halfway through it and I wanted to just throw it out the window.
I fell asleep to it too.
It's the worst.
You saying how good it was.
No, I said Scanner Darkly was really good.
I didn't watch that.
That's the one I thought you were
that
talking about.
Awesome.
That's the one. Is that whole movie like drawn out or that movie looks cool.
No, I didn't see that. But Idiocracy is it's fucking horrible.
I don't know. So
but you were talking about speaking of MTV, you were talking about MTV shows and how you're getting addicted to them.
I love MTV shows.
So do I. It's about time somebody else agrees with me because that's all I watch.
I think it's getting a little kind of crazy, though, the MTV shows. Because I don't know if it's tonight or something, but they're coming out with a bunch of new shows. And one is called Engaged and Underaged.
I wanted to watch it, and I
Is this that just going to be like a special?
Yeah, it's like an uncovered.
No.
Ew, it's like
is it going to be a whole season or
no?
Just like a
it's just like a.
No, I think it is.
No, it's like the all their other shows, like a true life show. That's what it's like.
I think so.
But it's going to be on all the time with different people, right?
No,
just a one-time thing.
Just once.
Oh, how boring.
Yeah, see, that's why. I'm,
oh,
yeah. It's just a. Sorry, I didn't hear.
Well, anyway. Anyway, I
yeah,
like.
No, it's just like a true life.
My favorite show on MTV is Next. That's the one where they get the one person, then they get five people on the bus.
Everybody knows what Next is.
Right? Yeah. But Next is so funny because it just seems like.
Did you know you would get Nexted right away?
Fuck yourself.
Pretty much if you're the first guy to go on that show, you're getting Next.
People just say Next to say it.
Yeah,
just to do it.
I know.
No.
But I am
convinced. What do you
mean no? They just look at the people and they're like, Next.
Dude.
It will.
You're telling me if you were on that show, a girl's going to look at you and actually do an activity with you?
Yes.
I The best part about it, though, I think, is it just seems like there's a writer in everyone's ear. Like, they don't say their own stuff.
No, they're all told what to say.
They're constantly...
No, the worst scripted one is Date My Mom. No, I'm sorry, not Date My Mom.
That was a good show, too, though.
The Parental Control. It's like,
yeah, that's the worst. Yeah,
date
all
my
bad,
beautiful
man.
Daughter. My exotic,
my
beautiful daughter.
My daughter.
Billy won't stop.
My daughter's boyfriend is out of control. He is smelly, and he's always cheating on her, too. My daughter needs a hero, not a zero. It's just really cheesy fucking shit like that. So next, I think, I guess Parental Control is pretty bad, too, but I think next is really bad. So I have a bunch of... The best part is when...
I'm excited, actually, now that I know.
Is when the people introduce themselves, and they say, like,
John.
I'm John. I'm 25. Live with my parents, and I'm totally broke. like that's what these people say. So here's a couple. Here's what do you want to hear first? The girls or the guys?
We have some
girls.
Clips.
Which ones are the worst?
You want to hear the girls? You got to bear with me. The audio is kind of bad, so you gotta gotta kind of be quiet.
I
want to
hear the sluttiness.
I'm Shannon. I'm 25, and this guy won't nudge me because I live in public. I'm Alana. I'm 19, and my strategy is to tell this guy.
My goal is to get this guy's penis in my vagina. Like, why don't they just...
What the hell did you do? Record this off your TV?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did it last night. I just had this idea really quick last night. So you really got to bear with me.
Yeah, that's bad. You couldn't find any today?
No.
I'm Victoria. I'm 19. And I won't lose because I'm hotter than the other four bitches combined.
Whoa.
I'm Jennifer. I'm 23. And I won't lose because my nickname's Pinky and I know how to use it.
Oh,
she say
that's foul.
What?
Did she say Pinky?
Yeah. My name's whatever.
I saw that.
My nickname's Pinky because I know how to use it.
Ew.
I'm going to totally shove my cooter in this guy's face.
No, like,
what the hell are they saying?
I don't know.
No, I don't understand. Does she want to stick her pinky up the guy's ass?
Yeah, that's
like,
what
I don't,
that's
I don't know. Oh, really? I thought
yeah,
she was talking about pink as in...
No, her pinky no. as in her finger, and she knows how to use it.
Yeah, she's a...
Oh,
like,
really?
She's going to shock the shit out of
Man,
you.
Man, MTV is bad.
That is
like,
bad.
Like, I am all for, like, cursing and being dirty. Obviously we do it like a dirty radio show, but
balls?
I mean, like, I guess when I hear about parents how they're all pissed off at MTV,
you
I
know
guess
why
I could see
you know
how
why.
Like I would be pissed
yeah,
if
no,
I had a
you
kid
know
and they're watching this crap.
I wouldn't
right?
let my kid watch that shit.
And my strategy is to show this guy that this little girl has a big old booty.
Big old booty.
I'm 20 and the only thing I love more than partying is partying. Woo!
It's sucking
yeah,
cock.
I'm a whore.
I'm Anna. I'm 21 and I won't lose because I'm an only child. So I want to share this guy with the other bitches on the bus. I'm Natalie, I'm 20, and I'm going to win because I'm hotter than the sun dipped in Tabasco sauce.
That was fucking gay.
Why, how do they... How do they agree? Like, how do they... Tabasco sauce, sun. Okay, that's good. I'm going to say that one.
And that one chick was like, I'm Christine, and I'm going to show him that this little girl has a bigger booty.
Yeah,
like you know, like, because she's fat.
Yeah, of
so
course.
So MTV's writers go, all right, what are we going to do here? Well, you have a big ass, so why don't you just say you have a big old booty?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking...
It's horrible.
The guys are worse, though. Like,
yeah, and they always, for some
worse.
Reason, take their shirt off and or pick it up for some reason.
I
don't
can
get
see
it.
You on the show.
Yeah.
I'm Kent, I'm 19,
Lord
and
John
I'm Sir. So bagging this girl should be a snap. I'm Luke, I'm 21, and I'm going to win because girls love my awfully nice, soft tissue. I'm Chad, I'm 19, and I'm going to win because this girl can't sing next to the Chad.
I'm Misha, I'm 20, and I'm coming from Russia with love, baby.
Baby. That guy was from Russia, and just to give you a little...
Backstory.
Before, see, this is the other part I don't get about the show. Like, all the guys are sitting on the bus going, oh, yeah, yeah, what's your name? Yo, what's your deal?
Yeah.
This Russian guy goes, I think we should all say a prayer. And he's like, dear God, please make the girl cute and make all of our dates go good. And then all these guys, like, I love when it's like, she totally nexted me. John, you're up next.
I know.
And they're all like, yeah, man, go fuck that girl.
I know.
And they're like, if you don't, I get a chance to. It's like, I've never seen a bunch of guys like cheer each other on.
Yeah,
so, like,
it's
really,
really
fucking
weird.
They make them do
it's got to be rigged.
It's weird.
No shit.
I've seen episodes where
weird.
Like the one dude apparently forgot his digital camera on the bus. They'll start taking pictures of themselves, like of their cocks. Like they would just pick their pants up and start taking pictures. It was so creepy. It's just like weird.
That's not straight.
Rocker likes to do that.
I
know he does.
You put it in Nick's mouth.
Oh, what, in Key West?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
did,
hear
dude.
It.
You were balls deep in his
I was
mouth.
Just trying to
balls deep. Yeah.
I'm Ken's girls love my Chad, I'm 19, and I'm going to win because this girl can't say next
I gotta
to
go.
Chad.
I fucked it up.
I'm Misha. I'm 20, and I'm coming from Russia with love, baby.
I'm Oscar. I'm 20, and I'm not going to hear Nick because I'm a lady killer.
I'm Mike. I'm 22, and I play the saxophone so I can teach girls how to blow it.
Oh my.
I'm Drew. I'm 25.
I'm Rocco. I'm 23, and I play trumpet.
I'm John. I lost all my hair in high school, and I totally know what it feels like to take it in their butt.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby, and I never hit puberty.
In fact, it's quite long.
I'm Mikey. I'm 22. This chick's got too much junk in her trunk, and Mikey no like. I'm Mike.
Did you say
21.
Mikey no likey?
I was a blockbuster.
This guy was the best, I thought. As far as getting chicks goes, like the line to use on them, listen to this guy. Like the first thing he says.
All right. 21, and I work at Blockbuster. My motto, be kind, let's grind. I'm on
that's
the
pretty good. Wait, what was his motto?
Be kind, let's grind.
Be kind, let's grind.
You would think that was good. Oh, well.
I work at Blockbuster.
I'm Andres, I'm 22, and I got a girly name to go my man boo.
I'm Isaac, I'm 21, and if this girl's lucky, I'll let her tuck on my longest braid.
I'm Brent, I'm 25, and I'm from Chicago. Five girls are waiting to date me. Now that's what I call a babe blizzard. Okay,
oh,
ladies,
what?
Time for a snow job.
What?
Yeah, man. MTV's awesome.
Yeah.
And awesome. You know what really, you know what show really fucking pisses me off? Is this Super
Crush
Sweet 16.
Radio?
Oh, can you just tell me how many? I watch every single episode that's on.
Have you
I can't
seen
not
one,
watch it.
The one with the black chick whose dad's the entertainment lawyer.
Is that who he is? She's
yeah.
got braces and like
she had braces.
The parade.
She was kind of hot.
Yeah. This
oh
girl,
my god!
I have sound, but it's even worse.
Yeah, don't
than
play
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah,
that was bad.
But this girl, she shut down a major road
with
to
a hospital.
Hospital.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, give her the mic. She has more than say than you. It's more relevant.
But no, yeah, that was
yeah,
bad.
She shut down the thing. And he's like, well, there is a hospital on this road. What happens if
like,
there's
what
an
do
emergency?
They do? There's an emergency. Like, oh, I'll just wait. I'll
just can't they just wait a second? Or my,
I didn't think
my
she
was.
You know what,
16's more important.
I love that one. So
you know what, though? I don't think she was as bitchy uh-huh. as any of the other ones that were on that show. I don't think she was that bad.
Really? Dude, everything was, if I don't get this, I'm going to be crushed and devastated. I have her saying that like five times. She's like, first of all, she goes, if I don't have the right place for my party, I am going to be crushed and devastated. Then they get
yeah, but
her.
Did you hear the other girls on the other episodes where they were like.
This
like,
one just particularly pissed me off. I felt so bad
oh,
for
really?
The dad because he tried really hard.
He was
right?
really nice too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he was just.
I know.
If I do it, she'll
they're,
shut
they're
up.
They're always disappointed when they don't get the best performer too.
That's what I'm saying.
And she did get so.
Who got GU? She got.
She did good though.
Banks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to get to that, but so first she goes, I need to have it in a great place or I will be crushed and devastated. Then they get her.
What is the
they get her P. Diddy's like club or restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good enough. Now I need a parade to come into because if I don't have a great opening, I will be crushed and devastated.
You want some fried chicken with that?
They close down this road and she comes in a like a limo or something. They have a big parade, right?
Yeah.
Next, if I don't have the performer I want, I will be crushed and devastated. She tells her dad, I want Jay-Z, Lloyd Banks, G-Unit, Chingy, Akon, and all this other crap.
And
the parents go, well, which one? She goes, well, if I don't have them all, I will be crushed and devastated.
No.
So then they get her.
She really said it that much?
Yeah. I swear. It's on here. I wish the audio was better. Then they get. Who'd they get? They got Billy knows
Lloyd
these
Banks.
Rappers.
Lloyd
I don't
Banks.
Know. Lloyd Banks. They got
and
G-Unit.
And the other guy from G-Unit.
Who? Young Buck?
Yeah.
Young Buck. And didn't they get someone else?
Pretty much everybody was there, but
I don't know.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
And
then, well,
so
before
then
they
goes,
even get, well, before they even get inside, she's sitting in the Rolls Royce or whatever she was sitting in, and out of nowhere. What's his face?
Who jumped in the car with her for the parade?
Janet
Webster.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri
yeah.
jumps in the car. I was
Jermaine Dupri's a good man.
Who the fuck? And
he
does
looks
like,
fucking like, why the.
Why, like, this
thank
is
Thank God I'm getting fucking paid thousands
that's
to sit
degrading.
In this car.
Like, I mean, like, well,
Jermaine Dupri is a big booty enthusiast.
Big bootylicious.
enthusiast.
Well, what I'm saying, that's got to be degrading for that.
Billy brings a little bit of ethnicity to the show.
He's a strip club enthusiast.
Billy wish he grew up black.
So, yeah, and
poor.
This little girl is turning 16. She needs to have him at the party. So she gets the father, who's an entertainment lawyer, has all these connections. First, they show you him trying to get anyone, and no one is working out. So she doesn't think anyone's going to be there.
Of course.
The father, he don't want to hear it, so he gets people. Then her other thing was she needed a Mercedes ML350.
Yeah, the SUV.
That is my dream car. If I do not get that car, I will be crushed and devastated. Like, everything. Like, I was like, holy fucking shit, man. Like, I turned 16. I didn't get shit.
No, I don't even remember my 16th birthday.
I got whatever I wanted.
Of course she did.
But I don't know. That show just really pisses me off, man.
I know, it's bad. But I watch it every time.
Oh,
I watch it.
It's disgusting. How can you even watch that crap?
You watched it. I got to watch it.
I still like the ones where it's like they never got a sweet 16, so like they're doing like their sweet 18th birthday.
Yeah.
And they're acting like the bitchy fucking 16-year-old still.
I know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't remember.
Me neither.
I'm a dude, though, so it's different.
I don't.
And she's going, I need to have a celebrity party. It is what is expected from my friends, and I want to have a party up there with the likes of Usher.
I saw that, yeah.
Da-da-da. And if not, I will be crushed and devastated. That's all she said throughout the whole freaking show.
Now? Yeah, you know what I want you to do is get good audio of her saying that. And we need that on sound. Not now. I'm saying for next week.
I know. I will try. But all right. Let's let's play another song. Shall we, Johnny?
I suppose you want to do that now, I guess.
I do. We can talk about American Idol
when
we get like
back.
Every other radio show, but
I know, but we have to, cuz how do you not?
It was funny. I've never watched.
Yay. It's pure comedy. That's it. They don't even show winners.
I've never watched American Idol until like this year.
I can't stop.
So I'm excited.
All right. Play a song.
We have some good clips from American Idol of you know, people quality, fucking up and thinking they're amazing and then getting pissed off when, you know, they're not selected. So here's Strung Out, Canatonic on IW Radio. This is Crash Test Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Check this body, it's a
is an exclusive IWE Radio news break.
After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Now listen to Crash Test Radio only on iDoneRadio.com.
How do you confuse gay and blind?
I don't know.
They don't even sound the same.
That's another one from our news anchors. Always fucking up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love that. He's going to climb Mount Everest, but he's gay. He's blind. That is amazing.
That is not even close.
What's up, guys? Crash Test Radio. Check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. You can instant message Bobby from 3 at Crash Test Losers on AIM.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So are you the only ones that watch American Idol in this room right now?
I would have swore Uncle Will
not.
Did.
I do too.
I don't watch it.
You watch?
Billy, you don't watch it?
You watch?
No.
Billy's too cool for school.
Apparently.
Skateboards.
I don't understand.
See, the thing with
how do you not
Idol,
watch
you
it?
Don't understand.
How do you not watch it?
You don't understand.
It is like the number one. Yeah. It's the number one rated TV show right now. Like every time it's on.
So
you're the only one not watching it.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't really care. It's just a matter of everything. Just it's the most retarded people that come on that think they can sing, and just you watch them just get absolutely shattered.
I'm going when they come to Continental
you
Airlines
are
Arena this year. I swear to God, I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna
this
have
year,
Cliff there.
You mean like
you
another
don't have the balls?
What are you talking about?
Well, I saw him. He does.
I already know the song I'm gonna sing.
What?
Ready?
Yeah.
What? The time of my life, and I never felt this way before.
That sounds appalling.
Yes, I swear, it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
I can't.
It on
what do you mean it's not that bad? It is really bad. It's so bad.
Are you gonna do like the drumming on your chest too?
Yeah.
And we're looking to our eyes, and we never realize mystery.
This is the best part. Just remember.
How do you know all the words
of
this song?
The one thing
gay.
I can't get enough of.
Are you gonna do this part? This is exactly what you're gonna do.
And I'll tell you something. Ready?
This could be love because. I don't like how he's looking at me while he's singing this.
The time of my life.
But I'm not going to lie.
I'm
going to
go on. I'm
going to
sing that. But the girl vocals and the bass and the drumming, that's going to be Cliff. My friend Cliff, he's going to do all that. So it's going to be both of us in there.
Rocco, who was supposed to be here right now, but didn't happen.
No.
Rocco, Starlight Burns wants you to sing the Titanic song to audition.
I sang the Titanic song last week. And I don't know where the podcast is, but it never came up.
I don't know. I stopped downloading them.
Really?
Yeah, like 4 shows ago.
It never came up. So here's some American Idol stuff, because I guess it's funny to goof on, right?
It's just funny to listen to. Fuck goofing on it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to.
It's tearing up my heart when
sounds
I'm
like Uncle
with
Will.
You. But when we are apart, I feel it to move. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain, with or without you, baby, I. His jaw is not dropped.
I remember that. They were listening. Him and Ryan Seacrest were listening to the door.
Yeah, that was the guy singing was a little skinny looking guy.
No. Oh yeah,
yeah,
it
yeah,
was.
Yeah. He looked like
it
a
was.
Monkey. And
oh,
I think,
that's the one that was dancing.
Yeah.
Like while he was singing.
Yeah.
I thought
and
that
the fat guy who kind of looked like John Candy from that Vacation movie,
except retarded,
with combined with Chris Farley.
Yeah,
he was listening. He was like, I think he sounds good.
Kid looked like he was stung by 1,000 bees.
He did.
He's a big fatty.
Just looks swollen.
So let's hear more of that. This is always funny. They always get pissed off too because.
I don't understand. Like, I mean,
what the hell do you know?
I know?
I'm good. My friends and all the guys down at the construction site, they say I am the best singer they have ever heard.
I know.
If you want me, girl, let me know. I am down on my knees.
He got on his knees.
Yeah, nor can I.
God bless.
This was his fat friend that he met in line.
Yeah.
Which actually, me and John were talking about this. I think he sang a lot better than
what
he talked.
You expected. Yeah, he definitely. You looked at him and he was.
He looked like he was
going to
be a mute,
challenged.
Like Uncle Will.
Yeah,
those two
he
guys
Uncle Will.
He was definitely mentally challenged.
Those two guys remind me of Rocco and John, especially when they're like holding hands at the end.
Yeah, that was
down
weird.
Sidewalk.
And his arm was around them.
Yeah, it's totally something you guys would do.
Yeah, you have a problem here, Uncle Will. Uncle Will, say something. Let the people know you're alive.
He's too gangster for radio, man.
Yeah. He is. He's too cool.
Skateboard.
You're failing miserably. You want to be snowboarding right now, don't you? Or skateboarding.
What's the difference?
I can still have time when I go home to do that stuff.
You're going to snowboard down the little hill in his driveway.
If there's snow, I'll do it.
Yes, America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
How many times did you listen to
sounds
this?
Sounds like Cartman.
Yes, that exactly. He really does sound like an adult, like a human form of Cartman.
I can't be a dodo.
Oh, and he's fat like that. That's all I kept picturing was Cartman when he was doing
all
that.
All I needed all was a snow cap.
All I kept picturing while I was watching this, I'm going, I am watching American Idol and my sister's in the army going to war. What is the
Now are you one of those people who watches this and gets uncomfortable or like laughs their ass off?
I laugh.
I get so uncomfortable.
Really?
I was squirming on the couch before this guy sang.
They really put themselves out there and retards are always funny.
Oh God. And they really they went a long time on these two too.
They did.
Like
and
all
like
because
a lot of,
they were especially they were really
there's
were
a lot
handicapped.
Of like controversy too. While I was getting dressed this morning, I had like the Today Show on Channel 4 or whatever, and these two kids, the one that looked like a monkey, and the fat
and John
one,
Candy.
They were on, and I think they were in the title under. I didn't have the sound on, but the thing on the bottom of the screen said "American Idol." Is it getting too mean? Like,
I know that's all they've been talking.
That's
about.
That's the only reason people watch
place.
It.
Exactly, I don't want to watch. Like we were talking about, half of us in this room turn it off after this.
What? I don't understand why you would get off. On something like that.
What do you mean, get off?
What do you mean? It's
why
not funny
see
to
people
hear
people get made fun of or whatever.
That's what people want to see.
I don't want to watch that.
Apparently not. You're the only one who doesn't watch it.
Because Billy is that guy who's getting made fun of all the time, so he feels for these
singing.
People.
I'm not stupid. I wouldn't go singing.
Sing something now. What's your favorite song?
I don't sing.
What's your favorite song? I'll give you some backup music.
Is it a Biggie song or a Tupac song?
No, neither one.
What's your favorite
You're
song?
You're more of a Biggie fan, aren't you?
I don't have a.
Come on.
I think Rocco needs to sing ABBA.
Here, Billy.
I'm not singing.
Bullshit, you're not.
Come on. Billy. Billy. Can't you see?
Ba-ba-billy. 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 Uncle Willie.
Stop it. Will you get close to the mic?
Ba-billy.
Call him Uncle Willie.
You know... For someone who had a radio show, you suck at this.
No, stop it.
We definitely should call him Baba Booey from now on.
He is pissed. He doesn't want to be here.
I don't know why you're
what?
Trying to single me out, John.
I'm not because you're not talking.
Why are you picking on Uncle Will?
Don't even start. You started picking on him
American
first.
He's an American Idol, man. You can't just pick on me all day.
Oh, I most certainly can.
Skateboarding.
Right. No, you're talking into you got talking into
I
that
am.
And no.
God damn it.
All right.
I see, I know. I don't understand.
I think John is unfairly picking on you, Billy.
You are too.
Oh, fuck you.
Thank you. You're the one who started it and I'm trying to get him to talk. That's all.
All right.
Cuz you're just sitting there like a fucking lump staring at your feet.
I don't know, man. You just
look so miserable.
Maybe you should I don't
He's
know.
He's sad that Jarrett and Tom are gone.
Apparently, he doesn't want to be here. Right
I
now.
Never met them on the show anyway. Actually,
Uncle
I never.
Will. Uncle Will?
Hey, Will.
I
Billy,
put your
man,
mom
you're
right
getting,
in the mood
you're getting
to
some
fuck.
Some requests.
I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. What's up? It's Uncle Will. I have a feeling they're making fun of me for everything I say.
Where's this Uncle Will?
Right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck.
Is this true? You put my mom right in the mood to fuck?
Billy was too afraid to go upstairs before the show.
See, hold on. Before you say that, you have to understand that Billy, I mean, I've known Billy for a while. He's been on vacation with my family. He knows my mother. He knows my father. He knows
Billy, and first of all, Billy is no different off the air than he is right now.
Yeah, it's like pulling teeth to get him to talk.
So John always has Dunkin' Donuts in his house from the morning. His dad picks it up. And
Not a big fan, but...
Before the show, there's some stale donuts upstairs, and I'm eating like three of them, and Billy's like,
yo, where'd you get that donut?
I'm like, upstairs.
Yo, get me one.
Like, no, dude, go up and get your own fucking donut.
He wouldn't go upstairs
and
get one.
I don't like saying hello to everybody and... taking their donuts.
It's John's parents. They don't care.
He turns it into a stealth operation.
He does. He gives me a donut. Drama queen.
No, I'm not into that.
Into what?
Into what?
Being drag queens?
Billy, what happened to the Giants this season?
Fuck you, man. I'm a Giants fan.
I stopped
fan.
Watching after they lost.
Billy, all of a sudden, I didn't even know Billy
season.
Knew what football
I watch
was.
Every game this
and
season.
All of a sudden, this season, all of a sudden, you're a big
so
football fan.
And he made a big deal about we're watching the game. What?
It's good shit. I just started watching this season. So what?
What'd you think?
I don't know. They suck. What about? I don't know why Tiki had to retire. That's all.
Yeah. Anyway. So
wait, that upsets you? Why does that upset you so
he's
much?
He's a nice civil black man.
He was
a good.
Good.
Keep talking.
Tell us. This is the NFL corner with Billy.
Theme song.
He's a nice Carlton Banks. Type, you know?
Carlton Banks type.
Like,
wait, you think Tiki Barber was like Carlton Banks?
You and Tiki Barber and Carlton have a lot in common.
Why's that?
Because you're both Uncle Toms.
What?
I never understood. Why don't like I was so bad.
I don't
in
get
school.
Uncle Tom.
What does Uncle Tom mean?
I can't.
I know it was
Let's
a
not
book.
Get into that. It's a.
I know it's a racist thing.
But
you
I don't
jerk
get
off.
It. What is
Billy
it?
Thinks I'm black, and because I'm dark.
You're well, dark.
And he compares me to Carlton because he says I act like Carlton from The Fresh Prince.
Well, you're Sicilian, right?
Yeah.
That's
so
like
I'm part.
Yeah, it's like two shades from black.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
It's
okay, you're
not alone. Exactly. There's plenty of them in the room.
Sicilian.
Yes.
So what? I still don't understand what you're talking about. Why?
You're Carlton, man.
You're such a jerk off.
You are a jerk off.
All right, we're going to play another song. Then I guess if we don't have anything else, we'll just wrap it up when we come back. Huh,
maybe,
John?
Maybe.
All right, here's a quick song. I like this song.
I feel
song.
Like we had more to talk about, but
I don't know.
Well, anybody have any suggestions of what they want us to talk about?
We don't really feel like doing
anything.
Yeah,
I don't really feel like doing anything, actually.
Usually Jarrett's the one who kind of gets us going, I guess.
Yeah, there's no motivation anymore.
So here's No Effects for you, and we'll be right back. IW Radio, Crash Test Radio. Only on Adobe Radio.
Better not be the decline. It's funny how all right. Nothing seems much fun anymore to me now that I quit the drink. The soberness, it might be what I need, but it's certainly not how I want to be. Because nothing seems much fun anymore to me. Consequence, never had any time to think about what should have, could have happened to me. The common hold on. Were we on the air that entire time?
I don't know.
Somebody write in and let us know if we were on the air that entire time. Because you looked at me. Did you do it on purpose?
No. What did we talk about? I didn't even know what
we
talked
about.
I don't
know either.
I don't know. I think the music drowned us out.
Oh. Apparently we were on while that was playing.
What? What happened? What did we say?
What did we say?
That's like the...
Alicia loves MCR. I guess My Chemical Romance. Oh.
God, shut the fuck up. I hate you. I fucking hate you. Stop listening to the stupid show, you fat mess.
You guys are chatting in the background slightly annoying.
Mess. Shut the fuck up. God, I hate that bitch.
I can't wait till she just starts fucking reaming you out. Like,
shut the fuck up. We're not even going to respond back to you.
Wait,
we're not going to listen.
I want
to
know. What did she say?
Oh, fuck.
We accidentally left Accidentally left the mics on, I guess, during that song.
Apparently.
Groff wanted us to give us give him a shout out. Speaking of Groff,
He was going to come here, but then he backed out because he realized how far it was.
Yeah, why didn't he just fucking call me?
Go to our website.
He's in New York City. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, but he's going to take the train in.
Go to our website, myspace.com. Wait,
free shit, this free Jersey Transit this week.
Why? Thanks,
Ill Will. Student ID.
I don't have a student ID.
I'll make you one. I make them at work all the time.
But I got to take the train tomorrow.
I don't know.
Give me your... you should have told me before.
I didn't know.
Oh, regardless. I didn't know. I don't know what you're about to go to, but how's that dating thing going?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That's what I figured.
Groff, our friend Thuggy, and Tom, singer from Houston Calls, they all need Valentine's dates. So if you're interested, ladies, no boys. Well, maybe some
what
boys.
What about
Ill
Will?
Funny.
Ill Will, do you want to get involved?
Ill Will, you want a Valentine's
somebody
Day
somebody asked.
Date?
No, thank you.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, go to our MySpace. It explains everything. I don't really feel like getting into it. And that's about it.
Wait, so did anybody respond back? Because I said only barely two girls were going
to
do it.
We got like three.
I told you.
Well, you said no one would.
Nobody wants to do that. Nobody's going to do it. That even those three, maybe one is going to do it.
I don't
know.
Guys,
I got a shitload of IMs here.
What are the IMs?
What do we got?
I'm opening them up.
If they're from that cunt, I don't want to hear them.
I just want to give you fair warning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
I'll tell you in a minute, my computer's being slow.
All right, you're such a fucking dickhead.
But if it's...
You're a fucking cocksucker. You're a cock.
Oh, God. Did you mute his mic?
Maybe.
Now, you know how to do it
you
now.
You can mute the mic all you want.
But before, you couldn't do it? Where's that commercial break?
You got caught. Jerk off.
I didn't say anything.
I don't know.
I might have been bashing
that girl.
I think
you hungry?
Bash that girl. What?
Are you hungry?
I'm kind of hungry.
You want to get something to eat after this?
No, I kind of want to go home.
The whole time you were saying you wanted to get something to eat.
Yeah, but then I ate those donuts. All
right.
Why? What do you want?
Mickey D's nuggets are on sale.
Mickey D's isn't open past 10 o'clock.
Ghetto. I think they're open until 12.
What are the IMs?
Well, Alicia says, that towards me? Because I'll come down here and I will eat his firstborn child.
Shut up, you fat fuck. Don't even repeat anything she says anymore. She's so fucking annoying.
Don't read that.
She's so stupid.
Gruff IM'd.
There you go. Read what Santa said.
He's basically just telling us that he had work and we're a bunch of faggots.
No. All right. No.
But that's nothing new.
Yeah, I think we're just going to end this mess.
Yeah. I guess we do need Jared and Tom. Huh, John?
No.
I told
no.
you a million times.
No. No. We
will you please admit now that you were very happy that Jared wasn't going to be here today?
I told Jared that last week before we left his apartment.
You told him to his face?
Yeah, he said, John's going to be so happy. I said, yeah, I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to drive down there.
Why do you hate Jared so much?
I don't hate Jared.
You're crushing the kids out there.
Jew! Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Jews, to be honest with you.
Jews? Oh, come on. You've known him for so long, though. How would you still be his friend this long if you hated him because he's Jewish?
I only get to see him once a week.
Yeah. All right.
John's just jealous because he gets 8 presents and John only gets one day full of presents.
Yeah. You're a fucking retard.
I'm kidding. I love Jared. I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, we do need Jared to run the programs because.
Dude, this is too much for me.
Rocco's a fucking retard.
I know. And to mute the fucking soundboard during a commercial break.
I cannot pick the buttons.
That's all right.
Dummy.
So,
just end it. Just start the end. Wrap up music. Look at that. We ran out of time.
Wow, that was the longest hour ever.
Next week. Tune in next Monday.
Tune in next Monday and see. Maybe I'll physically kill John.
Maybe.
After this week's performance.
Maybe.
No, thank you, buddy. You were good.
I might kill myself.
You kept me in it. Anyway, this is Crash Test Radio. Visit us on MySpace, myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. And we'll see you next week, guys.
We're a mess. Go to MySpace and tell us how much of a mess we were today.
Homo out.